Jehu becomes king. Elisha selected one of the sons of the prophets. He said to him,
"Take this bottle of oil and go to Jehu. He'll be with his friends, so ask to see him alone. Anoint him king of Israel, and once you're done, open the door and run away."
The young man found Jehu sitting with the other commanders of the army. The young man said to him, "I have a message for you." The two of them went into the house. The young prophet poured oil on Jehu's head and said, "Here is the message from the Lord. I anoint you king over Israel. You're to kill the entire household of Ahab. Every male in his family is to die. Jezebel will be eaten by dogs." With that, the young man opened the door and ran away.
Jehu went back to his friends. They said, "What did that crazy prophet want?" "Oh, you know how they are. He went on and on about nothing."
"You're not telling the truth. What did he say?"
"Oh, well, he did have one interesting thing to say. He said, I anoint you king of Israel."
The others jumped up and spread their coats down before him. They blew the ram's horn and shouted, "Jehu is king!" Immediately they started planning how they were going to overthrow Joram, king of Israel. He was the son of Ahab and Jezebel. Joram was at his palace in Jezreel. His nephew, the king of Judah, had come to visit him. Jehu gathered his men and went to Jezreel. A watchman saw him and his men coming and said to the king, "There's a band of soldiers coming this way." Joram said, "Send a rider out to see if they're coming in peace." A man rode out to Jehu and said, "The king wants to know if you're coming in peace."
"He knows nothing about peace. Get behind my men."
The watchman said to the king, "The rider got there, but isn't coming back. He's now riding behind the others." So the king sent another rider out. He rode up to Jehu and said, "The king wants to know if you're coming in peace."
"He knows nothing about peace. Get behind my men."
The watchman said to the king, The second rider has also joined them. "My lord, I know who's coming. It's like a wild man is driving the lead chariot." "That's how Jehu drives a chariot." Joram said, "Go get our chariots." Both kings rode out to meet the soldiers, each in his own chariot.
Joram yelled, "Jehu, do you come in peace?"
He yelled back, "How can there be peace when Jezebel practices witchcraft and makes everyone worship idols?" Joram turned his chariot around and yelled to his nephew, "Run! It's a trap!" Jehu shot an arrow and killed Joram, hitting him between his shoulder blades. He then shouted to the others, "Take his body and throw it in the field that was stolen from Naboth." He then chased after the young king of Judah, because he was the grandson of Ahab. Once he was in range, Jehu killed the king with an arrow. So in one day, Jehu killed both the king of Israel and the king of Judah.